But I love to Jesus and to him I cling. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my dark, keeps me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's more than I can bear, I depend on Jesus. He will always share. He's my friend, oh friend, and a peace of strength. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness, keeps me singing until I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's more than I can bear, I depend on Jesus. He will always share. He's the King Almighty and a Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness, keeps me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Hallelujah. To God be the
Amen.
glory. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
He's my everything.
My everything.
Yes, sir.
He's my everything. Hallelujah.
Everything.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To God.
Praise God.
Amen.
God be the glory of all he continued to do in our lives.
Yes.
Yes,
Yes.
God. He is a good and merciful God.
Yes, he
Yes,
is.
sir. My
He
Lord. Yep, there's yet another week
Yes.
in this new year. 26 days.
Yes,
Yes,
sir. To God
hallelujah.
be the
We're
glory.
still here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So this is another day the Lord has made.
Oh, yes, it
We
is.
want to
Yes,
be
my
glad that
Lord.
we're still here in
Oh,
the day.
yes, thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. He didn't have to bring us into this day.
No,
Amen.
he didn't.
It's
Amen.
gone on everywhere without us.
Amen.
Thank God for mercy and grace.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory
That
be to
has
God.
kept us. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
When we deserve to be gone,
Yes,
mercy
sir.
and grace stepped
God be
in
the
close.
glory.
Hallelujah. And God is going a little bit longer. Amen. Glad to be here. Oh,
Amen.
it's everybody in
Yes.
Zoom land and
Yes,
in
sir.
the world. Praise God.
Yes,
Thank
God.
God for this opportunity. We praise God for all of you, gifts and
Yes, Lord.
time
Amen. Hallelujah.
and sung and
Glory be to God. Thank you, God.
just Mary for the scripture and
Thank you, God.
Dr. Steve for the prayer.
Oh,
Amen.
yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
And
you,
to
God.
all of you that's out there, praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. To God be the
Hallelujah.
glory.
Thank you, God. God be the
Amen.
glory. Thank you,
All he
God.
continues to do. Hallelujah. In our life. Thank God for the snow. Amen. Thank God.
Yes,
Praise
hallelujah.
God. And he kept us through that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We praise God for that. And I thank God
Amen.
for the time that we got some anyway.
Yes.
In a few years, we got some.
Yes.
And
Yes, sir.
everything is still working together.
Yes,
Amen.
sir.
To
My
them
Lord.
that love God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So whatever it is, we need it.
Yes, my
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to move on into the word on the book of Second Corinthians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 15. Second Corinthians, chapter 4,
Starting with verse 15.
Amen.
Yeah. Over there.
Amen.
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse 15.
Amen.
Amen.
All things are for your sake. That the abundant grace might through the faith given a minute redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Yes.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that are seen,
yes,
but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Tell somebody,
you're working
for that is not seen.
We're working for that which is not seen.
That's what we're here. Our journey from here to the promised land requires us to have faith. This is a faith journey. Okay, while we walk not by faith, by sight, but by faith. And our problem is that we are still depending on what I can see, rather than on what the word has declared. And we need to remember that what we can see, we don't have to hope for.
Thank you, Lord.
That can't see, that's what we need to, that's what we have to hope for.
Amen.
Okay. And so we work for that. So God will give us the promise that he said he was going to wait to prepare a place for us.
Amen.
And when he comes back again, he will be take us back to that heavenly place. Right now we're in this world. And our minds still seem to be of the world. Like it was before we took on Christ in our life. And so the word tells us that we have a ministry that we have received mercy. And because we got that mercy of God, we don't give up. See, we are struggling in this land.
Amen.
This thing and that thing, and always seem to be something going wrong.
Amen.
That keep us in distress. But it ought not to be.
Help us, Lord.
All right. And we got somebody and something to hold to. We got to hold to God's word. What God says, he'll surely bring it to pass.
Yes.
And when he tells you something, we need to take it at heart and live by that, it will relieve us of a whole lot of stress.
Amen.
And worry, and help us run this race with patience. That we know that God is working it out.
Yes.
And he's working it out for us.
Yes, he is.
So don't give up.
Amen.
Keep on holding to God's unchanging hand. Keep on believing and knowing and hoping in his word. That his word is true. Okay? And it will not fail.
Amen.
God is he's our eternal glory.
Amen.
He is everything that we need and will ever need, because he's the beginning and the ending of everything. Okay? So we don't faint, but have we down, renounced to the hidden things of the dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Okay? But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
Yes, my Lord.
In the sight of God. But if the gospel is hid, it's only hid from those people who have not accepted him. Them that are lost. To whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. And the God of this world is talking about the devil. He has blinded people.
Yes.
Okay. Blinded their minds that they can't see what God wants them to see.
That's right.
And cause them not to believe and to hold on, and they have turned away from the word of God.
Yes.
And they have turned to their own way. So they believe God.
Yes,
the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God.
Yes, he is.
And Jesus is the image of his Father. And he has brought his gospel to us. That we can live by that word and be in perfect peace.
That's right.
Because our mind has stayed on Jesus.
That's right.
And he has said he will keep us in perfect peace as long as we keep our mind on him. We got to stop focusing on the problem.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
The one who will deliver you out of the problem or will take you from the problem. For we preach not ourselves. We're not going to be talking about ourselves all the time. Okay? But we need to talk about what the Lord is doing in our lives.
Amen.
Talk about being a witness. That he is all that he said he would be.
Amen.
Be a witness that he is continuing to show you wonders and work miracles in our lives. Okay, you may not see it, but it's been done. Remember, it's a spiritual thing.
Yes.
We don't see, but we believe.
Okay. Amen.
We believe because the word has proclaimed it.
Amen.
Okay. So Jesus is the image of God, and he should shine into us. For we preach not of ourselves, but we preach of God, of Christ. Okay. We preach of Christ the Lord. And ourselves, your servant, for Jesus' sake. Okay. So we don't do it. Don't be doing the bragging in us.
That's right.
Bragging what the Lord is doing through us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can't do nothing without Him.
Amen. That's right.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. So we got to keep the word in our hearts and in our minds. David said, "Thy word, Lord, have I hidden in my heart."
I might not sin against thee.
But we have that word in our hearts.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Okay. And the word will work it out somehow, some way.
Amen.
But we have this earth, this treasure, an earthen vessel, that the essence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Amen.
Okay. Trouble is always around us, but we are not in we're not worn out.
That's right.
Under the trouble, because God is taking us through it. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
But we might be puzzled.
Yes.
We're not lost.
Right.
We're not hopeless. We know that God's going to bring us through it.
Yes,
I don't know how. You don't know how, but He does. He knows how. And so we're persecuted, but not forsaken. Okay, people will do things against us. At least they allow the devil to do it through them.
Yeah,
my Lord.
And so we're not forsaken. God will not leave us. He will be there for us.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
And that right early.
He
will deliver us out of the snares of the...
My Lord.
And we're at pestilence. He will do that for us.
Yes, He will.
Because He is our protector.
Yes.
And He is our healer. He is our doctor. He is our lawyer. He is our everything.
Yes, He is.
We are cast down. But we ain't destroyed.
That's right.
We might be knocked down, but we get back up again.
That's right.
Okay. We can't do what we want to do when we want to do it, but we can get up again.
Amen.
Okay? So don't look to be up all the time. Sometimes you got to be knocked down on your knees. Okay. But we ain't lost. And we ain't hopeless.
Uh-huh.
So we're not destroyed, but when we get knocked down,
yes,
get back up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Yes, yes.
In the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
Glory be to God. Thank you, God.
So the light that shines in Him is going to be manifest in us. So when things come, we can see our victory. We can see our deliverance. We can see our joy.
Yes,
all of
I know.
The word says we can count everything as joy. When we enter into diverse temptation, count it as
yes,
joy.
Yes, Lord, everything.
Hey, you don't see it, but it's there. You don't feel it, but it's there.
It's
like rejoicing, but rejoice anyway, because
yes,
the joy
Lord.
Is our strength.
Amen.
Has the same spirit of faith.
Yes, yes, glory be to God.
As it is written, I believe, and I therefore have spoken.
Amen.
We also believe, and therefore we speak. And we believe the word. So we speak it to into existence, to reality. The word of God spoken out of our mouth.
Yes.
Looking for that we don't see.
We're
looking for that we can see.
Cannot
see, because that thing that we can't see is eternal.
But glory be to God.
See, it's only here for a little while.
Okay.
It is not there for our hope, but we know that the word will be there for our hope.
Yes, sir. God be glory.
Reality.
Yes, yes.
And so shall we is present us with you. For all things are for your sake. And notice it says all things, everything.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
Is for our sake.
Uh-huh.
And that goes with Romans 28.
Yes.
And 8. For we know, and we know that all things are working together for them that love the Lord. So this thing,
yes,
this
he does.
Thing, word is telling us, for all things are for your sake. Whatever happens in your life is for your sake. When it's good to you or bad to you,
glory
it's for
God.
Your sake. So therefore, we don't get up throwing out. We don't get all distressed.
Glory be to God.
Whatever it is,
yes, sir.
For my sake, so I'm expecting it, and knowing that God's going to deliver me out of it. For many are the afflictions
of the righteous.
Yes, he is. God will deliver you out of all of them.
Yes, he will.
So through the Thanksgiving of many, that we should be down. Glory of God.
My Lord.
For which cause we faint not. And we don't faint. Tell somebody, don't give up.
Don't give up.
We get lost. But don't give up.
That's right. How long?
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But whatever's happening is for your good.
Yeah.
And it's for your sake.
That's right.
So it's whatever the Lord has allowed to the cover your life. And knowing that, I'll be all right.
Yes.
Yes. Glory be to God.
All right. For our light afflictions. Okay. Say, for this day, we don't faint. But though we are our outward man perishes.
Yeah.
This body that we are in, it's going away.
Yes, my Lord.
Because this is one of the things you can see.
Well, it passes.
And we can see this body.
Yes,
Lord. It's perishable because it's temporal.
Yeah.
Okay. For our light afflictions that we have.
Yes, sir.
We think it's hard.
Yes, Lord.
But compared this to eternity, our hurts and afflictions that we go through, that's temporal.
Amen.
Okay. It's just like a moment in time.
Glory be to God.
It may even be years to you, but compared to eternity, it's not even a moment.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Passing the night. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment.
Yes.
The outward man is perishing, but the new man, inward one, the spiritual man, is day by day.
Mm-hmm.
So the inward man, that one that we can't see, being renewed in us every day.
Thank you, Lord.
But the outward man that we do see is dying every day. And is dying to go get to that moment where you'll be living with the Lord for eternity. Light afflictions.
It's
just for a moment in our lives.
Glory be to God.
For us, a far more exceeding and weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen.
Thank you.
But at the things which are not seen.
Yes.
We are hoping for the thing that not seen. What the word has promised us. We're looking for that. And the things which are seen are temporal. That's going to come and go.
Amen.
My Lord.
Okay? But the thing that we don't see is going to come and be here for eternity. But the things which are not seen are eternal.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And so, those are the things that we hope for. So we're working on this now, and we know that God will bring us out of all our problems.
Yes, he will, my Lord.
He will do this for us.
Yes,
he said so in his word.
Thank you, Lord.
House that we can't see, this house of ours, is going to dissolve one day. This old house of ours.
Amen.
Okay. It's going to be a way out of this world. Okay. But we know in this earthly house, this tabernacle will be dissolved.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And we have a building of God. So we don't worry very much about this earthly house, what we can see.
Amen.
But make sure you have it in the house prepared. God has made one for us.
Yes, yes.
The earthly house of the tabernacle be dissolved. We're just going to move out of that house and move into a new house.
Amen.
A house that's not built with man hands.
Thank you, Lord.
A house that is built by God himself.
Yes.
And is eternal into the heavens. And so we work towards that we can't see. We deliver out of the problems that we have on a day by day basis. For we in this house, we groan earnestly, desire to be clothed upon with our house, which are from heaven. If so, be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we are that in his tabernacle do groan.
Amen.
Being burdened, but not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon with mortality. Okay? Not night that we might be swallowed up of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pulling off that garment of mortality and put on one that's immortal.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
All right. We're going to be, and death will be swallowed up by it.
Mm.
So that the earthly house we got down will be gone, but we're working for that house that is eternal.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So we hope for that we haven't seen.
My Lord.
And we look forward to being a part of that eternal being.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
place that God has prepared for us.
Yes, yes.
All right. Now that we had worked and he had worked for the self-same thing, God is the one that will bring it to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
He also had given us the earnestness of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident. Okay, we're not doubting anything. We're not confident. Knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Yes.
And we're trying to get to him one of these days, but we're not ready to go today.
Amen.
But so when we get out of here,
amen,
we'll be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
For we walk by faith.
Yes, sir.
And not by sight.
Not by sight.
We are confident. I say we are willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So wherefore we labor
as
whether being present or absent, we may be accepted of him.
Yes, sir.
But we must all appear before the judgment seat. Receive that we might, that everybody be before Christ to give the account of their deed.
Amen.
While they were in the earthly body.
My Lord. Amen.
Everybody gonna have to confess their problems, their shortcomings with the Lord.
Help us,
Lord. And we're going to have to do that. So we need to work on our eternal man so that when he calls us up, he finds us blameless through the Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He
paid the price for us and died for our sins.
Yes.
Knowing therefore that terror of the Lord,
we
made men.
Mm-hmm.
But we are made manifest unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust also are made manifest in the consciousness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to go.
Yes, yes.
Our behalf, that ye may have whatever the Lord has in store for us.
Amen.
You got to hold to his word.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's not going to come forth. Deliver this on his way.
Amen.
So the glory of God and his appearance will be here and not in heart. But whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God. Or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the Lord. Excuse me, for the love of Christ constrain us, because we thus judge that if one died for
us, amen,
then we all die.
Uh-huh.
And that he lived, he died for all of us.
Yes, amen.
That we would live,
uh-huh,
not henceforth be to live into themselves, but to into him. So remember, we gave up our life,
uh-huh,
to live his life.
Thank you, Lord.
He gave up his life for us. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So wherefore henceforth know we are no more men after the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Though we have not Christ after the flesh, yet now therefore know we him no more.
Hello.
That we don't know him in the flesh anymore, we know him in the spiritual person. And that's what we're supposed to be. No, mm-hmm, flesh, but in the spirit of the Lord. Okay? So if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
All things are passing.
Mm-hmm.
All things have become new.
Mm-hmm.
And all things are of God,
mm-hmm,
who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given us the ministry of reconciliation. God has given us the power,
mm-hmm,
to bring people back to him. All right? They were out there lost like you were at one point.
Amen.
And he has given you the power and ministry, mm-hmm, to witness to people, to get them back into Christ so they can have eternal life as well.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Eternal damnation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
To wit that God was in Christ, bringing the world into himself.
Mm-hmm.
Not, and putting their passes into them,
mm-hmm,
and that committed, mm-hmm, unto us the word of reconciliation. So we have that word in us.
That's, amen, right.
Okay, you can witness.
Tell, mm-hmm, it,
okay? You can tell the people how you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the people how you know that the word works.
Amen.
That's right.
Because it worked in you.
Amen.
You have that spirit to bring people to God, not drive them away.
Tell, mm-hmm, it. Amen.
You to bring people to God and them know that their sins can be forgiven.
Amen.
Yes.
Just like yours were forgiven.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. Knowing that God will.
God.
Do what it said it would do.
Amen.
Yes.
He will. And so we hope for that we don't see.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that when we don't see it, we know it's eternal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And God will bring it all to pass.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
When he come back to judge the world.
Uh-huh.
All right. So keep on working and walking by faith, okay? And not so much trying to help this old house out,
mm-hmm,
but to have the eternal house,
mm-hmm,
that's built by God.
Yes.
Especially for, okay? And keep in mind that all things are working for you.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's for your sake.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, receive it with joy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Whatever it is, receive it with hope.
Mm-hmm.
Receive it knowing that God is working it out,
mm-hmm,
right, please, now.
Amen.
For each of us.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Where's
I may not understand it, but I don't need to understand it.
Amen. Thank you.
I just got to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. He didn't ask you to understand it.
Tell it, Pastor.
He asked us to believe.
Yes.
Okay. He didn't ask you to know. Jesus. Because if you know, then you don't need to know.
Yes, right.
Amen.
All right. But to know in your heart that whatever the words say,
amen,
I can count on it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Heaven and earth
pass away.
Will pass away.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But the word of God shall stand for you.
Amen.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Working for that you don't see.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Whatever struggles you go through is worth it.
Amen.
Because whatever that struggle is going to be, Paul said, it's just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And our burdens are not heavy. Our burdens are light.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. So take the yoke of Jesus upon you and learn of him.
My Lord.
Well, his yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And his burdens are light.
Yeah.
That's the word for today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good teaching.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
sir.
You, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
All my and hearts are satisfied. We close with the benediction.
Now may the grace of God, sweet communion with the Holy Spirit, rest and rule in the bodies now and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.